干嘛？什么的？啊，对，嗯。欢迎大家。
Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Sain. Are we all ready? Is Orlando ready? Okay. Let's just get back into it. So far, we've discussed this Rashi Prakim, just to get the Olam back into it. So far, we've discussed that everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in this world is Zacha u'Nekeva, Mashpia and Mekavel, and they actually come in pairs throughout the world, in every level, not just in humans, there are pairs. There's a Zacha u'Nekeva, because every Zacha is a Mashpia. You can't be a Mashpia unless there's a recipient who's being Mekavel on the other side. And you can't be a Mekavel unless there's a Zacha who's being Mashpia into that Mekavel. So everything in the world really is broken down into pairs. Zacha u'Nekeva, Mashpia u'Mekavel. Like we said, Shemayim va'aretz, it was one of the examples. And we said that Shabbos is unique, that it has both bechinas. It has a dual bechina of Zacha and Nekeva, Mashpia and Mekavel. Zacha v'Shomer. We discussed about that the Zacha is at is by day and the Shomer is at night, but Shabbos is unique that it's a Zacha and a Shomer. It's a Mashpia and a Mekavel. We also discussed that Shabbos is a personality. It's not just a mitzvah. It's a personality that you have to reckon with. It's a personality that we have to be Mechabed. Avada, when we do every mitzvah, it has to be Boif and Kovod. But Shabbos, there's a need to be Mechabed the Shabbos. What we don't really find by other mitzvahs, you don't have to be mechabed the lulav. You have to be mekayim the mitzvahs lulav and ba'if and kovin avada. But it's Shabbos is a personality, and it's panim chadoshes ba'olokan because it's a personality. It's a mitzias, and Shabbos has a mitzias of both zocher and nekeva. That's what we discussed. That on Shabbos you could have panim chadoshes both at night and by day because it's two personalities. It's a Zacha personality and a Nekeva personality. Two different personalities. And when we come to be Mechabed the Shabbos, which is a halachin, which we mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that one has to be Mechabed bedavka, have a mind, come Friday morning to be Mechabed the Shabbos, and the Poskim say you should try to be Mechabed something right before Shabbos as well. We're supposed to have a mind to be Mechabed both Bechinas of Shabbos. Obviously, Gevaldim Mechabed Shabbos, but to really take it to the next level, to Mechabed both Bechinas, just like we saw that Saba was running in the street and he had two hadasim, one connected Zohar and one connected Shomer. And just like we all, Gans Klal Yisrael lights two hadlokas neris, one's connected Zohar, one's connected Shomer. And we have Lechid Mishnah, one connected Zohar, one connected Shomer. We have to understand that Shabbos is a personality, it's a dual personality, and we have to be mechabited accordingly and appropriately. We also mentioned that Shabbos' personalities alternate. Like we mentioned, at night it's a nekeva, it's a mekabelis, and by day it's a zachar, it's a mashpia. And because of that difference, we find different nuschois in davening. At night we say v'yinuku vo, it's a she, and by day we say in the morning we say v'yinuku voy, it's a he. It's two different personalities. The way we cut our chalas, the lechem mishnah, the way we cut our lechem mishnah is by night we cut the lower one because the lower one is keneged nekeva and the top one is keneged zocher, like we find in Kol HaTerekul in the whole Bria that the mashpiyim are on top and the mekablim are below. Shemayim is on top and the aretz is below. And we also have a halachic nafkemina that kvod yoyim is kodim, kvod is odif. If a person has bought, I don't know, a special cake for Shabbos, a special ice cream, and not enough for both suders, then he's supposed to use it by the day suder. Kvodim is odif. This is the backdrop in the synopsis where we are till today. And today we're going to build that Yetz Hashem and take it to a whole nother level. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kufyut Kesel Midbeis, Am Rabbi Yechonam Mimshum Rabbi Shim Ben Yochai. Ilmali Misham in Yisrael shtei Shabbosis. If Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabbosis keuchasan properly, miyad negolim, immediately they will be redeemed. So all we need to do to get out of this terrible galus is two Shabbosis, and we're good to go. How does the Gemara know that? Shenemar toy ama Hashem lasarisim asher yishmeru es shabsoisai, plural lashon. Shabsoisai is plural, so we know that we need two Shabbosis. And right after that pasuk, it says, "Uksiv basrei v'aviyosim alar kochi." So we see that shmiras shabsoisai two Shabboses will bring a v'aviyosim alar kochi. Yetz Hashem b'mehera. The pella is Rabbeisai, is this is Bavli, but all over everywhere else in the Medrashim, it doesn't say that. It says faket. The Medrash, Moshe, let's start with the Yishalmi. Yishalmi in Tainis Paragimah Alocha Aleph and Shmois Rabba and Medrash Tehillim, they all say a different Nusach. If Klal Yisrael would keep one Shabbos, just one Shabbos, Kitikna Miyad Hei Negolin. You don't need to keep two. All you need to keep is one Shabbos, and that would also be enough. One Shabbos does it. And where does the Yishalmi learn it out from? B'shuva v'naches tivashun. If you have shuva v'naches, that's Shabbos, then you'll be redeemed. It comes, the b'shuva v'nayek tisparkun. You'll be redeemed. You'll be having Yeshua. So this pasuk and these medrashim say all you need is one. And whereas the Bavli says you need two. What's going on, Rabbi saying? So if you look in the Sfarim say it's not a stira. It's not a stira. They're both Medrashim, Bazev, Ugil Alzeh. Lo'olam, all you need is one Shabbos. All we need is one Shabbos. When the Bavli says we need two Shabboses, the Bavli means to say that we need two Bechinas of Shabbos. We need both parts of Shabbos. You only need one Shabbos, but we need both of its Bechinas. It's many, many Sfarim that say this. Because once connected Zohar and once connected Shomra, we need both aspects of Shabbos to have that Geula. If you look in the Lashon Yishalmi that stashens the Pasuk is B'shuva V'naches Tivashun. Shuva V'naches are two different Bechinas. And the Chora, they correspond to the two Bechinas of Shabbos, the Zohar and the Shoma. For example, in the Pasuk says, Shavas Vayinofash, two different lashonis of menucha. Zaktegayin, one is keneged zachar, and one is keneged shamar, which is really, like we mentioned last time, a medrash, that it's one, it's a double lashon. Everything about Shabbos is kafel. Well, one's keneged zachar, one's keneged shamar. So too, shuva v'naches is two bechinas. So we get the Yerushalmi also means that you need two bechinas. When you have a shuva v'naches, then tivashun. So there's no steer between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And someone pointed out, Gevaldik Rabbi Isai, if anyone's good at math, but the gematria, a shuva v'naches, is the same gematria as zacha and shama. If you have the both bechinas of zacha and shama, the shuva v'naches, then we'll have that miyan negolin. So we got to get the shleimus of Shabbos. Both aspects of Shabbos are important, are vital for Klal Yisrael. We need to have both aspects of Shabbos, and when we keep both of them, miyad negolim. And even when the Bavli learns out from the pasuk that we need two, which we're now saying really means two bechinas, it's learned out from the pasuk asher yishmu es shabsoisai. Shabsoisai l'chori means two Shabboses. But if you look in the Ramban, in Shmois L'Amalef Yud Gimel and Rabbeinu Bechayi, they say that when the Pasuk over there says, Shabsoisai Tishmeiru, Dr. Rishonim, it doesn't mean two Shabboses. It means Shabsoisai, both Bechinas of Shabbos. It means Zachar V'Shama of Shabbos. Shabsoisai means both aspects of Shabbos. So too in our Pasuk in the Bavli, Asher Yishmur Shabsoisa means both Bechinas of Shabbos. When we get both Bechinas of Shabbos, Miyad Negolim. When we keep Shabbos B'Shleimusa Ketikna, then we have a Geula. Now, Rabbi Isai, I want to take it now to the next step. We have a whole, like, in front of us, a whole binyan in front of us. But Kana Ben Shoyl, I mean, probably you're all bothered by the Shaila, is that if everything works together in pairs, Zacha and Nekeva, Mashbiya and Makabel, so then who is Shabbos working with? Who is Shabbos being Mashbiya on? And who is Shabbos being Makabel from? Who is Shabbos's spouse? Who is Shabbos's peer? If everything in the world is paired up and everything is Zacha and Nekeva, so where's Shabbos's spouse? Who is that that has to deal with Shabbos to be Mashbiya on Shabbos and to be Makabo from Shabbos? And Rabbi Yisrael, everyone knows the answer, and that's us. That's Klal Yisrael. Yibavus the Medrash. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah says that Shabbos came before Kadosh Baruch Hu and had a complaint, a question. You created Maaseh Bereishis in 7 days. There are 6 days of Chol and 1 day of Shabbos. Every single day has a spouse. Every day is paired up. There are even amounts of days. But me, Shabbos is the seventh. I'm the odd man out. Who is my peer? Who is my Ben Zug? To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael, he Ben Zugach. Klai Yisrael is your peer. Klai Yisrael is your spouse. You want to know who you're paired up with? You're paired up with Klai Yisrael. So, Kum Tais Rabbi say, we are that Ben Zug. We are Shabbos' spouse. When Shabbos is a Mashbiya, means we are being Mekabel from Shabbos. And when Shabbos is being Mekabel, means we are being Mashbiya on Shabbos. The Gemara in Bava Kama says, Amre Bechaniyuna, Boi Venetze Likras Kala Malkasa. Ve'amri lo Likras Shabbos Kala Malkasa. Shabbos is referred to a kala, and we're talking, Rabbi Hanin is talking to Klal Yisrael, let's go out and greet this kala called Shabbos. Zokta Masha, Shabbos is called a kala because she's the ben zug of Klal Yisrael. We're the chosin. We have to go out and greet her. Just like a chosin goes out and greets his kala, which is maybe not our minig, but the Sfardim have that minig. When you go down the aisle, the chuppah, The chassan comes up, walks, and greets the kala, and then brings her into the chuppah. The chassan greets the kala, and the medrash is mavul like that. Rashi brings it down. Hashem mi sinai ba yotzla krosam like a chassan ayotzi lakba pnei kala. A chassan grows out to greet the kala. If we're Klai Yisrael's chassan, and the kala is coming in, she's coming in at the onset of Shabbos. It's our job to go out, boyu v'neitze likra Shabbos Malkasa. We are her chassan. Zakta Mashah, that's what's happening. It's a hachnosis kala l'chupa. When we go out and we say boyu v'neitze likra Shabbos Malkasa, we're being machnis the kala called Shabbos into the chupa with us. What we do, Klai Yisrael does, every single Friday night, when we sing l'chadoidi, what we're trying to do is greet and usher the kala into our chuppah, into Klai Yisrael's chuppah. We are her chassan. Boy v'neite likra Shabbos malkasa. Klai Yisrael is her chassan. And memelo, we have a strong kesher with Shabbos, and it's mashpia zela zeh. We on her, and she on us. And we all know that it even defines us. If you want to refer to somebody, what do we say? Is a shomer Shabbos or danisht? Is he a shomer? Do we say, is he a shomer tkiya shofar? You ever hear that expression? Yeah, is a shomer netila zulav? No, but we do say, is he a shomer Shabbos? So they're shomer Shabbos, and chulila v'chat are those who are not shomer Shabbos. It defines us. It's our spouse. When you talk about a song, is he married or not? Right? It's a sug. I want to know, is he a single or married? Is a yid a shomer Shabbos? Is he married or is he not? Is he married to Shabbos? Does he have a Shabbos or does he not have a Shabbos? We are her spouse. Agav, once I'm on this medrash, it's kedai to mention. It's really kedai to mention. Beautiful thought from the Goyin. What's pshat in the medrash that every day has a ben zug? Every day is paired up. So there are those who say that pshat is that Sunday is paired to Monday, and Tuesday is paired to Wednesday, and Thursday is paired to Friday. But the Goyin doesn't say that. The Goyin has a different pshat. The Goyin said that Sunday is paired to Wednesday, Monday is paired to Thursday, and Tuesday's paired to Friday. And now we're proud of going. And he said, if you think about it, what happened in Ma'aseh Bereishis on Sunday and Wednesday? They both dealt with the Iris. And what happened on Monday and Thursday? They both dealt with Mayim. And then what happened on Tuesday and Friday? They both dealt with Aretz. So you see that similarity, Sunday with Wednesday, Monday with Thursday, Tuesday with Friday. Memelo, what's connects the two is, it's again, the paired up is Yom Aleph with Yom Dalet, Yom Beis with Yom Hei, and Yom Gimel with Yom Vav. And we have our own, I'm sure we could connect these days. Kriya Satorah is when? Monday and Thursday. The Gemara says that Bezdin sat on Monday and Thursday. Monday has a shaykhus to Thursday. Sunday has a shaykhus to Wednesday. And Tuesday has a shaykhus to Friday. And I'll just develop it a drop, if I may, because I was in Florida recently and we spoke about it on Shabbos. So just to remind the Olam about that drasha and to plug it in, you have to hold on to it. We'll plug it in here too. We know the Chazal teach us in many places that there's what called Zayin Klichvei Aleches. There are seven super kechavim, I don't know what you, planets, mazolis, that run the world. And each one is designated to a different hour. There's 7 hours rotation, and it repeats itself 28 times during a week, and then it starts all over again. And there's Mavur Netanet Ve'Elio, and the Ibn Ezra, and the Rakeach, and many, is that whichever hour starts the day is mashpi on the whole day. Chutz from its individual ashba on that hour, it's mashpi on the whole day. Whatever hour starts the night, that mazel, that koichav, is mashpi on the whole night. And we mentioned, we're not going to repeat all of it, but we mentioned that that's why Sunday is called Sunday, because chama starts the day, and Monday is called Monday because the Lavana starts that day. V'chulu, and every day of the week in English and in Yiddish and in French and in German, and go one by one language, is the same idea that it refers to these mazalas. And every day starts with that koichav, the name, and it's named after that koichav. Rabbi say, every one of these Zayin mazalas, Zayin koichavim, starts one day of the week and one night of the week. It's a mitzvah. You can go through it, but you have to trust me on that one. It starts one. And just to go through, just remind the Olam that the seven is the sun, the moon, and then it goes with the planets. So it goes Mercury, Venus, right? Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Those are the seven mazalas. So the ones that start, let's just go through just to talk about the night of the first day, that means Matzoi Shabbos, and the beginning of Wednesday, of the day of Yom Revi, is the Ashpa of Koichav. That's what it is. It's Mercury. The second day, the night starts with Tzedek, Jupiter, and Thursday's day starts with Jupiter. And Tuesday, the night starts with Noiga, Venus, and Friday's day starts with Noiga, Venus. So what we see is the correlation that the beginning of night of Sunday starts the beginning of the day of Wednesday. The night of Monday is the day of Thursday. The night of Tuesday is the day of Friday. You see the connection between these days. And in fact, as Balei Tosis say, how come Beis Din sat on Monday and Thursday? Pick those days? Pick other days. Why did it sit Dafka on Monday and Thursday? Zog de Balei Tosis, because it's Mefusha Pasuk. The Pasuk says, B'tzedek, Tishpoid Amisecha. You're supposed to have a mishpat on Tzedek. Tzedek starts the night of Monday and the day of Thursday. So Monday and Thursday has to do with Tzedek. So b'tzedek tishpoid amisecha. So Mamele was Dinei Torah on Monday and Thursday. Mietz Hashem, Florida will have a Beis Din Mietz Hashem. They'll also have Dinei Torah. Good. So we're going to have b'tzedek tishpoid amisecha. That's how it goes. So I'm just showing you the connection between these days. What I'm just bringing a Yehuda Oid Lakra to the Goyin, that the period of days is Sunday with Wednesday, Monday with Thursday, and Tuesday with Friday. But if you look at what happened in Maisa Bereishis, Zakar B'Yisrael Elyon, and Raza de Shabbos, he finds like this. Look what happened in Maisa Bereishis. What happened in Maisa Bereishis, what's the difference between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? The difference is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday laid the groundwork for each Bechina, for the Ar, for the Mayim, the Aretz. And what happened on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? That was Mashlim, that groundwork. That was Mashlim, that Maisa Bereishis. For example, the Aretz were created Yom Rishon, but they were only Nigmar, so to speak. They were only placed in its position. It was Nigmar, has a Hashlama on Wednesday. Monday, the Mayim was created, but the Mayim wasn't finished created. It means the whole Nevroim that had to do with Mayim, all the Dogim and the Eifes, that came out on Thursday, right? The Dogim came out on Thursday because that was whatever had Shaykhis to the Mayim came out on Thursday. Tuesday had to do with the Aretz. The Aretz was good, Besedo. But what happened on Friday? That's all the Nevraim, all the Behemoths, the whole animal kingdom that had to do with Aretz. It was Mamali, the Aretz, came out on Friday. So what the last 3 days of the week are being Mashlim the first 3 days of the week. So the pier, what would we see in this pier? Again, Mashbia and Mekabel. The last set of days of the week were Mashbia on the first days of the week. They were mashlim the first 3 days of the week. So you have that bechino, sort of mashpia and mekabel. So now Rabbeisai, let's apply to us. We have to gain from this. When we talk about our avodah and Shabbos, we have a gevalda achrayis. We are Shabbos's peer. And because we're her spouse, it's incumbent upon us to be mashlim the Shabbos. We have to be mashlim her. She's lacking. She doesn't have a gemar, which we'll discuss. And we have to be mashlim her. It's our job, just like the days everyone had ben zug. And Shabbos said, I don't have a ben zug. And Gershak said, no, 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 you do. Knesset Yisrael is your ben zug. That means it's incumbent upon Knesset Yisrael to be mashlim the Shabbos. And if you think about Rabbi Yisai, it's a pasuk. It's Arachayim HaKadosh. Shmoy Islam and Aleph Tezayin teaches a pasuk. We all know the pasuk. We say it all the time. V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'aseis es ha-Shabbos. Zog to Arachayim HaKadosh, pshat in the pasuk. V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Klal Yisrael should keep the Shabbos. Why? Because ayidei keeping the Shabbos, la'aseis es ha-Shabbos. Klal Yisrael would be making and be mashlim and be misaking the Shabbos. Lasis is a lashon tikkun. V'asas ha'tzipronel to be misaking tzipronel. It's a lashon tikkun. It's Klal Yisrael's job is to be misaking the Shabbos, to be mashlim the Shabbos. B'shomu v'nei Yisrael as ha'Shabbos, lasis as ha'Shabbos. We have to make the Shabbos. And it's not just Orachayim HaKadosh Rabbi Yisai, it's a Mechilton Rabbi Shmuel, Pashas Kisisa says like this, Rabbi Lazar Memprato Oimer, Kol HaMishamer Es HaShabbos, Ki Ilu Osa HaShabbos, anyone who keeps the Shabbos, it's as if he made the Shabbos. Shenemar La'asois Es HaShabbos. That's basically where the Orachayim HaKadosh is coming from. So it's a medrash. We keep the Shabbos, we make the Shabbos. So now I want to share with you, Rabbi Yisai, maybe a novel pshat. I think it's Pasha pshat based on this medrash, on this medrash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ase Bereishis, it says like this, Vayivarech Elokim es yom ha'shvi'i vayikadesh oisoi, ki voy shavas mikom malachtoi esher bara Elokim la'asais. Kosh Baruch Hu was Shavis and Shabbos from doing the malacha that he was supposed to have done. Ki voishavas mikom malachtoi asher bara Elokim lazay, that he should be doing, but he didn't do it. He was Shavas from doing it. The pasuk implies that Ma'aseh Bereishis is chasar. There's something lacking. There's something more that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should have done, but he stopped and he didn't do it. See, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the Bria in 6 days and it's done, then it wasn't that he was Shavas from doing something on Shabbos. There was nothing more to be done. I finished. If you finish, you finish. You weren't Shavas, you ended. If you finished, it's not a Shvisa. Shvisa is a Shvisa from doing something that needed to be performed. Ki v'shavas mikol malachtoi asher bara Elokim lasay, that he should be doing, that he wanted to do. But he didn't do it. So Vaisa, there's something missing in the Bria, Lachar. That's the implication of the pasuk. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create on Shabbos as well. He wanted to divide Ma'aseh Bereishis over 7 days. But instead, he took whatever he was supposed to have done on Shabbos and he doubled it up and he did it on Friday. So Kum Tois, there was that malacha that he was supposed to have done, that La'asois. But instead, he did it earlier on Friday, kidei that he should be able to be resting on Shabbos and not doing that malacha. So, like that pshat, like Rashi, it's medrash. Then, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka was mashlim the whole Bria. He finished. Just he doubled it over on Friday. He should have done it on Shabbos, but he didn't, and he doubled it over on Friday. But I would like to suggest, based on the medrash we're talking about, Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel and Nerachayim HaKadosh, that there's a different pshat going on in this lasis. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Shabbos, and really, she's not complete. She needs a spouse. Who is her spouse? Every single day of the week has a spouse. Shabbos was left hanging, an odd man out. Where's my spouse? You left me as a chasar. You left me as a chatzidah. I'm missing my other half, my better half, my whatever, my equal half. I'm missing my half. Where's my other half? Where's my spouse? So we're missing a spouse. Shabbos Tainit, you're missing a spouse. What you left me a chosan. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created 8 days of creation and made it even, and Shabbos would have had a pair. He could have done that. Or he could have been mashlim her bechinas, that she doesn't even need a spouse. But he didn't do that. He left her chosan. He left her hanging. He left her without a spouse in terms of days. And who was Klal Yisrael's spouse? Klal Yisrael's spouse? Who was Shabbos' spouse? Was Klal Yisrael. And it's upon us to be mashlim the Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped the Bria short and gave the keys over to us to be mashlim the Bria, to be mashlim Shabbos. He could have and should have and would have done more on Shabbos to be mashlim Shabbos, but he chose not to. He wanted B'davka that her shleimus should come through Klal Yisrael. And it's incumbent upon us to be mashlim. Lastly, says the Shabbos, to be masakin, like the Ruach Haim HaKadosh says, to fix the Shabbos. And if you think about it, Rabbi Yisai, I believe that that's pshat in the pasuk also. Notice the same language used both in Maaseh Bereishis and over here. Over here it says, "V'shomer b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos." Why? Lastly, says a Shabbos, to be masakin the Shabbos. And now go back to Maaseh Bereishis. What's the lashon over there? It was what he wanted to be la'asois, and he stopped it, and he didn't do it, and he left it over for Klal Yisrael to do. The v'shama b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos, la'asois is a Shabbos, is that very la'asois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done by Maaseh Bereishis, but he wasn't. Ki v'shamas mikol malaktoi asher lakim la'asois. He didn't do that la'asais. He wasn't mashlim the Shabbos. He left it to us to be v'shom of an Israel as a Shabbos, la'asais as a Shabbos. That's the inyan of la'asais. It's incumbent upon us to make and be mashlim the Shabbos. And I believe, perhaps, that that's found in the Gemara in Shabbos in Kuf Yates Amid Beis. The pasuk says like this. The Gemara says, kol ha'mispalel be'erev Shabbos ve'oyme v'yechulu. Ma'ale olav akosav ki ilu naaseh shutif la'kodesh baruch hu b'maiseh bereishis. How do we know that? If we say vayichulu, if we treat Shabbos the way she's supposed to be treated, then it's as if we are shutif b'maiseh bereishis. Dr. Morrow, how do we know that? Because it's shenema vayichulu, al tikri vayichulu ele vayichalu. Klal Yisrael will finish off the bria, not the Rabbeinu Shalom. Klal Yisrael will finish off the Bria. We will finish the Bria. We are going to be Vayichalu. We are going to make the Shabbos and finish off the Bria and become a Shutev with our Kodesh Baruch Hu and Maaseh Bereishis. I want to leave off with this Makshava, Rabbi Yisai. We started off that if Klal Yisrael keeps two Shabbases, which means two bechinas of one Shabbos, miyad negalin. That's all we need is to keep one Shabbos. If we keep one mitzvah tefillin, no, we're not going out of this galus yet. Lulav, no. Chilas matzah, no. Gal choshev and mitzvah, two zayf elamis, but that's not getting us out of galus. We keep one Shabbos with both of its bechinas, we're done, we're good, we're good to go. There's no more need for the bria. What's pshat? What's pshat? So I'd like to suggest, because this is the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a bria, and he gave the keys over to Klal Yisrael to be mashlim. He gave the bria over to us, like the Nefesh Chaim is mayrech and mayrech and mayrech, the Tzelem Elokim. Our job is to be mashlim the bria. Once the bria has a shleimus, there's no more point. We're done. The whole Golis is not necessary anymore. Now we could go to the Olam afterwards. It starts with Olam Saskar, Olam Shom Mashiach and Tchiyas HaMeisim. There's no more need to a Bria anymore. The Bria is done. We're good to go. We fixed the Bria. So we have to be Mashlim the Bria. What was lacking in the Bria is a chasarin in Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashed in the Bria, but left over Shabbos lacking. Shabbos, the Nekeva of Shabbos is lacking. The Nekeva, her Bechin of Mekabelis, is lacking. And our job is to be mashlim, that lacking. The cave is a nukva, is a hole. Our job is to fill that hole. Our job is to be mashlim de Bria. That's our job. And once we do that job properly, we don't need 10 Shabbos. We don't need 2 Shabbos. We need 1 Shabbos. As long as Gan's Klai Yisrael keeps 1 Shabbos of both Bechinas, we were mashlim de Bria. So we're done. We're done. The whole Bria is done. We're good to go. We reached the end game. We reached the end goal. We're done. Miyad Negolin. We should be zeicher abayisai that tazamin. We should be able to be mashlim the Shabbos and get to that point to be miyad Negolin. And miyad Hashem, next time we're going to discuss how to take it to a higher level to understand what our chrayis is. And how do we go about being mashlim the Shabbos? How do we go about being makabel from the Shabbos? What are we supposed to be doing? What are we doing to get that, to be mashlim the Bria, to be mashlim the Shabbos? Last week says the Shabbos, to be sacking the Shabbos. But yet Hashem, when Klai Yisrael does that, will be zeicha to the gula shleim b'meira v'yameinu. Shkoyach for listening, Rabbi Yisai.
Why do you need to be mekayim the chelik nekeva in mashlim the Bria?
The chelik of Nekeva is the mekabelis part of Shabbos. The zocher part of Shabbos is the mashpia part that she's not getting, she's giving. What mekabelis is always the one who's lacking, you need something. If I give you something, it means you till now were missing something and now you're being made whole, or vice versa. So here, the chelik of Shabbos that's lacking is the part of Shabbos. And we're being mashlim that nekeva part. That's the ikka part. But really, we have to get both bechinas, the zocher and the nekeva. Avada, we have to deal with both the zocher and the nekeva. We have to keep both bechinas, like it was mavur and the gemara. We need both bechinas, clearly. But I'm talking about in terms of the hashlamis habria, the hashlama of Shabbos is pashtus. What she's lacking is in her nekeva. She might be lacking something in her zocher part too. That could be, and we could discuss it. But the ikka chesaron is usually in the nekeva. It's the nekeva that needs to be nimale, to be nismale. But it, either way, Lamai says if Klai Yisrael does that and his last he says a Shabbos, so then we brought about the Bria, we met Nasa Shutuf in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we must mashlim the Bria. Good?
It's good.
Good, Rabbi Sai. Good.
Thank you.
All right, that's lachem.
All right.